the place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we're staying in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. And they simply say that they're short staffed, but that's not enough, because they knew that they were going to be short staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the lines, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way or shape or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big ups, big ups, big ups to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning, all day.
Mm.
That's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My
son was just hollering, awesome. We're Tori, we're Tori, we're Tori. Like,
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cup. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Now, live from the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people, I go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Milwaukee, stand up, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready. 101.7 The Truth. Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action
and nothing but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants the smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How y'all doing out there in radio land? How everybody doing in the chat? We got another powerful conversation for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Hey, salute to everybody joining the show in the chat. Kawanda, Jeff, Josh. Not really a city girl in the chat. Motor Elephant in the chat. Salute, salute, salute. S.E., I see you, S.E.
Hey, look, we got another powerful conversation for you today. We got a guest coming in this next segment. We got a special guest. We got the Grinch. We got the Grinch coming through. The Grinch is in town. He's going to be getting interviewed right here on the Tory Lowe Show. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. We're going to talk to him. We got also on the lines, y'all been praying for him. Y'all been praying for the miracle minister because he was in the hospital Monday. He's out. And he said, Tory, I want to call in. I want to do the prayer. He want to continue to do the work. Let's get the miracle minister Kevin on the lines. How you doing, Minister Kevin?
Hey, Tory, I'm doing pretty good today. How you doing there?
Hey, I'm feeling powerful. How you feeling?
I'm here. I appreciate Truth Nation for the prayers. I was watching on YouTube yesterday, and I seen all the prayer hands go up, and I appreciate you all. Thank you. I need your prayers. Just, you know, we need to pray for each other.
Hey, look,
it's been a rough weekend.
Continue to put them prayers up for the miracle minister, Kevin. Once again, he was in the hospital during the Monday prayer yesterday. I talked to him when he got out the hospital yesterday, and I'll tell you this. I told him to relax. I told him to lay it down. I don't want the wife upset with me. You feel me?
Well, she I don't think she's going to get too upset.
Right.
As long as I take it easy, you know. I did go into the hospital like early Saturday morning. Well, actually, Friday first, I went and I had an infusion done, you know, for medical treatment. I had that done. I guess I had a pretty bad reaction to it. And Friday night, I had a lot of chills and everything. But Saturday morning, a little bit after past midnight, I ended up having to go to the ER, and I was there for like 7 hours.
Oh, wow.
And they wait for my heart rate to come back down. It was like 111, and 111 beats per minute. And then once break it down to under 100, so it got down to like 94. So they sent me home, okay. And I got to shaking again when I got home. And I don't really know what all occurred there, but my wife had me come out to the living room, and there the fire department came, the paramedics came, and ended up taking me back to the hospital because I was really
sound like you had some type of reaction to the treatment.
Yeah, that was a bad, real bad reaction. That my doctor told me only like 1 in a million people have. I guess I'm a 1 in a million, huh? Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. So they took me back there, and I was just really out of it. So I was looking around. I could see things, but I couldn't respond right away. It take me a while, you know, but you know, God's still with me though.
And as
when
always.
It showed me though, he's been doing so much for me. And like with my hands, I'm supposed to have surgery on both hands, but I let one go. God was working on one hand, and it started to get the movement that I never had before. And the other one I had the surgery off. Guess which one's working better now, Tory?
The one without the surgery.
The one that God worked on is better. So then, now here I'm going again, letting man work on me again with this thing. Every time man do something, it don't work out as good as God works.
Well, you know what the Bible said. The Bible said, put no trust. Hey. All right, now.
So, yeah, but God, take it all the way out here. Just be a guy. We're going to do this together, guy.
Well, look, we happy that you're around. So, I'm going to start calling you, you know, Nine Lives, Mr. Nine Lives.
I don't know. So I might be past nine by now, Tory. I don't know.
You're right. You've been through a lot of scary situations in the last couple of years. So, but God keep bringing you back.
Yeah, you know, we done almost lost a few of them down on that trip to D.C. So So, you know, we probably passed some nine by now.
Oh, wow. Well,
we waiting somebody else down there.
Well, look, I mean, just want to continue to keep you in our prayers for a speedy recovery as usual. And like I said, you know, long as you keeping the faith and healing, we expect you to fully recover. We got the faith.
Absolutely. So I was just what all I could do, man. And like I say, Miracle Temple, that's where I go, my pastor. You know, he prays for me. And so we believe in miracles. You know, we believe in miracles.
Well, look.
And I appreciate Truth Nation.
Well, look, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for coming in to the studio and not into the studio, but on the airwaves and letting everybody know that you're okay. We're going to continue to pray. Everybody in the chat sending up the prayer hands. They've been sending up the prayer hands for the last couple of days. They've been sending up prayers for you to have a speedy recovery. And we thank you for coming through your situation every time and giving God the praise and making sure that you get that Monday prayer in on a Tuesday. We got the Monday prayer on a Tuesday. If y'all listening in, gather around the radio, gather around whatever device you're using and join us and get on one accord for this Monday prayer. And Miracle Minister Kevin, we happy to have you as always. And we're thankful for you too, for your consistency with the prayer.
My pleasure. Appreciate it. Lord, we begin thanking you for just another day. Another day in the land of the living. Another opportunity to tell you that we love and appreciate you. And another chance to get it right. Just when we thought that we couldn't make it, you stepped in right on time. Through our weaknesses, you have shown your strength again and again. Through our shortcomings, you show your grace and mercy. And through our faith, you continue to show your love. So now, God, touch each and every soul under the sound of my voice as we witness your marvelous works in action. Let our faith and our hope be increased. Lead and guide us throughout this week, and let us be workmen worthy of our hire. I speak life and life more abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Anything else you want to say, Miracle Minister Kevin?
As always, my good brother, stay cool, stay calm, stay focused.
Hey, look, when we come back, we got the Grinch. We're expecting the Grinch to slide through. Truth Nation. Oh, there you go right there. Hey, the Grinch is in the building. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. We got the Grinch.
Hello. Great to see me. How
we
y'all doing?
We got the Grinch.
Hello.
In studio.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming, Grinch.
Thank you, Tory Lowe. Wonderful.
Before I get into my question.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You and Santa Claus are kind of like, when Christmas time rolls around,
oh, we're very busy.
It's Santa Claus.
It's the Grinch and Santa Claus, you know. And every now and again, they, you know, would I feel very much like Mariah Carey, right? They thaw us out.
Oh, wow.
They parade us around for a couple months and put us back in the freezer. But you know, all of us Christmas dignitaries get to do so, and to be synonymous with Santa, for people to say, "Hey, is that whose line is longer?" Right? I'm not to brag, but rarely does the Grinch get to be out in the world.
Right.
And so to be able to exist with the people out in here, just like Santa does, it's really wonderful.
Are you
it's
grumpy all the time?
I try. Listen, my heart's grown, right? I'm a nice guy. But also, the world is a lot. It's loud. It's annoying. Ooh, sorry. Hairball, hold on. There we go. But yeah, it's loud, it's annoying, it's obnoxious, and every day I grow a little more tolerant of it, right? That's how my heart has grown. Every day, 1% better is kind of the goal, right? More than that, it's exhausting. I don't have the time for it.
Now, I don't see Max.
Well, I couldn't bring him here. He wanted to run around and make friends with everybody, and he's fine. He's at home. He's watching Bluey, right? He's watching Paw Patrol. Anything with Snoop Dogg, he's a big fan
of. Oh, wow.
But Pitbull, he loves Pitbull. Yeah, it's a great time.
Now, is it just Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Or you just don't like...
Oh, well, see, here's the thing. Yes, I hated Christmas, of course.
Anything that everybody's gathering festive.
Exactly. It's the loud, it was the noise, the obnoxiousness, all of the togetherness and the love and the friend, blah, 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 blah. It was annoying. And honestly, I wasn't invited. And I just kind of kept off to the side. And then eventually, you know, I got a little nicer. They said, okay, he's not so scary. He's not so bad. My heart grew after I took everything from them successfully. And then they invited me over. And I said, okay, well, maybe they're not the worst people in the world if they want to hang out with someone like me. That's pretty good.
Okay, so are you still living on Mount Crumpet?
Still living on Mount Crumpet. Having a good time up there, hanging out with my dog, Max.
Oh, wow.
I now go down to town every now and again, right? They're like, hey, we're having a feast again. I'm like, all right, I'll come down. I'll make an appearance, right? I get to be just like a special friend who visits every now and again when I feel like it. It's good.
Hey, look, I'll say this.
Uh-huh.
Who is your favorite who?
Oh, I mean Cindy Lou.
I mean Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou. She helped me really see the errors of my ways ultimately.
Oh, wow.
And just her and her family, the nicest who's down in Whoville. They're real great. I really do appreciate them. A special family with, you know, gotta love me some Cindy Lou.
Are you single?
Well, yeah, I am. But I also don't want anyone to join me. I'm fine. Wow. It's just me. I'm good. Listen, I'm a lot to take in. I understand if someone's like, that's a little too much for me. I get it. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, you didn't. Uh-huh. You haven't eyed nobody down in Whoville.
Not really. No. Listen, I look in the mirror and I say, well, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. So I don't know how can anyone else compare to this? I have no idea.
That is amazing.
Uh-huh.
So what are you up to nowadays?
So
what
I'm
have
up,
been
here,
up to.
I'm running around. I'm letting everyone. Well, I'm here in Milwaukee to let everybody know that my amazing show is at the Marcus Center. We open tonight, and we run through the end of the week. Now, no show Thursday, because it's Thanksgiving, right? I'm going to be eating garbage and onions and a turkey or whatever they have for me. But we have a show tonight. Tonight's opening night, a show on Wednesday, and then two on Friday, three on Saturday, two on Sunday. Come on down. The Saturday, we have an 11 a.m. on a Saturday. It's like Saturday morning cartoons up there for everybody. It's great. It's so fun. So, yeah, other than that, I get a run around, let everybody know my amazing shows in town, you know, and then I just kind of hang out the rest of the year. You know, when you're retired like me, you only have to work when you have to. That's real nice.
Now, the elephant in the room, why did you decide to steal Christmas?
The noise, it was so much, and I just wasn't nice enough to handle it, truly. It was too much going on. I didn't like it.
Oh, wow.
It was so great. It was terrible.
Have you spoken to Rudolph?
We see him at the big work meetings, right? They have all the Christmas dignitaries that get us together. You know, I say hello, Rudolph. Hello, Jack Frost. Hello, good to see me, Santa. Hello, hello. You know, we got to do all that fun stuff there. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
When you're stealing the Christmas toys,
yes, yeah.
What was the most ridiculous thing that you stolen from the hoop?
Oh, I mean, there was popcorn and drums and the who's-its and the what's-its galore and, of course, all the whatcha-ma-who's going around and all the this, that, and the other and the conswangles and the this, that, and the other. Oh, my God. Everything. Here's the thing. I took everything. It says in my biography. You know, I didn't even leave a crumb big enough for a mouse.
Right.
I cleaned it out so no crumbs were left behind.
I saw
zero crumbs. It was great.
You're trying to take everything.
I vacuumed afterwards, you know, real quiet to make sure.
You was being petty.
Petty. P-E-T-T-Y. That's how you spell Grinch. And just petty. How can I get everything from them in the best way possible without them finding out? And I did it well. Thank you very much.
I saw that.
There you go.
And your heart grew.
Like, yes.
And that's the part of the
Everyone
story
forgets
that like
part. Thank you.
Your heart eventually grows.
My heart eventually grows.
The sleigh is about to fall off the
cliff. Yes. That was real scary. Uh-huh. And then we ran up, riding it the whole way down. It was terrifying. It was so scary.
Okay, so when your heart grew.
Uh-huh.
Did that make you a little bit more festive now?
A little bit. Well, it hurt first. At first, I was like, ow, that's a little too much. Oh, and then, it calmed down. But yes, it has added the festiveness. Instead of hating Christmas altogether, I'm now okay if Christmas starts, people start setting up for Christmas around, the 23rd of December. And as long as it's down by the 26th, I think we're all right. We're pretty good.
Do you have any secret Whoville favorites?
Oh, secret Whoville favorite. I mean, listen, there's Mama Who. She's down there. Papa Who's down there. Grandma Who, Grandpa, the mayor of Whoville. I probably have to go back to Cindy Lou. All right. Oh, wow. She's my favorite overall. She's the only one who's ever, she's the first one who's ever really nice to me. Let's say that much.
Do you get invited to like potluck?
Oh, I got a potluck, a birthday party here and there. I go when I feel like it.
They don't make you do the dancing and stuff like
No,
that.
No, I mean, I do it because I got, you know, because I got the rhythm in me. But other than that, you know, it's a good time. It's a wonderful.
Now, if you could go back in time.
Okay, yeah.
Would you steal Christmas again?
Here's the thing. It was the worst day of my life, right? And it's the only story anybody knows about me.
Right.
But also, it's the story that everybody knows about me. I got to be a big giant star because I one time did something terrible, but then got nice and gave it all back.
Right.
I probably would. If I wasn't for that, I wouldn't be the nice, amazing human Grinch that I am today.
Now, look. It's a good time. Uh-huh. A lot of people say that when people act, the way you act.
Yes.
How was your childhood?
Rough. Lonely.
And I saw this. They treated you pretty bad.
They treated me pretty bad. They were real lonely. Listen, I was funny looking, right? Some of us are funny looking. I was one of the funny looking ones. And I'm still funny looking, but I look in the mirror and I say, well, that's the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in a mirror. So I might as well enjoy every second of it.
Oh, wow.
And the more I enjoy how I look and how everything's going on, the more the world seems to catch on that I'm amazing. It's the best part of it. That's a real guy.
All right, last question.
Okay,
what is your plans for next holiday season?
Oh, next holiday season.
Anything you got up your sleeve?
Well, of course, my amazing tour, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical. We'll be touring the country again, right? We probably won't be coming to Milwaukee because we're here this year. But we'll be somewhere close. Aside from that, other than that, you know, just being the dignitary, to go around, to wave to everyone, to meet the people, to see them. Can I tell you one thing that bugs me about meeting people, though? I got little kids coming up to me all the time, and they say, you stole my bike. You stole my dolls. You stole my this. You stole my that. I said, oh, yeah, did you live in Whoville? A long time ago, they say no. They said that I'm not the one who stole it, right? We got parents out here saying, "Oh yeah. No, I think Santa brought you that bike, but the Grinch must have stole it."
Oh wow!
I've had many kids say that to me. Say, "Well, my
Especially
dad said, my mom said, exactly." So parents out there, don't use me as your scapegoat. Come on, I'm a nice guy now. Don't tell them the Grinch stole it. No, the Grinch didn't steal it. It's if you can't get it for him, you can't get it. It happens. In this economy, I understand. It's okay. But please, that's all I ask.
I thought Better the than Grinch that, took my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, well, I mean, it's possible.
I'm just playing. Anything you want to say.
Amazing. Well, just
to
come.
The people before we go to break.
Absolutely. You can buy tickets to my amazing show at themarcuscenter.org. It's a wonderful show. It's so much fun. Bring the whole family. If you got a 3-year-old who can sit for 5 minutes and sit for 90 minutes and enjoy a show, bring them on down. It's the perfect way to get introduced to the amazing, spectacular musicale that is my show. It's a wonderful
Thank
time.
You. Thank you for coming.
Thank
through,
you
Grinch.
So much, Torilo.
A lot of shows lined up, a lot of things you got to do.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate you coming through the Torilo show.
Well, thank you for fitting me into your busy schedule. I fit you into my busy schedule. We got busy schedules, both of us. We're
I'm
very
about
busy
to come out there and see you.
Please do. It'll be so much fun. Bring the whole family. Bring everybody down.
What are you going to fix to eat?
Usually just garbage and onions.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I might have to skip out on that.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, maybe get a little soup out of it. Maybe just, that'll be pretty good.
Okay. Well, thank you, Grinch.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Torilo. It's so wonderful to be here.
When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Truth, Torilo Show. Pop Culture Report brought to you by GP.
What it do?
GP.
What's up?
What's happening me?
It's a tough conversation. We got a lot of tough conversations to have today, but we starting with Brother Ray J today again. Obviously,
not Ray J. Yeah, where Ray J up to?
So, you know, obviously how we had the moment with Casanova where he was on stream dancing in the shower, and there's been a lot of stuff going on with his girlfriend as well, talking about he doesn't love her, but he recently popped up on another podcast. I believe he was on the couch with or talking with SO World, and he shared that he has some homegirls who apparently have more than 45,000 bodies.
45,000 bodies total or just one person?
One person, not the homegirls combined. I believe he was referring to a couple of specific homegirls that he had.
45,000 bodies Period.
I couldn't fathom. No. That's an arena. That's Fiserv.
I think Ray
what's,
J.
What's the max capacity at Fiserv?
Maybe over-exaggerated. That may be an over-exaggeration, but I'll say this. I mean, maybe they're living a lifestyle where they're probably not having one-on-ones. They probably having 20 V1s.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, if you freaking, and, you freaking, right. But it, you know,
a lot of people be in that type of lifestyle.
But it's not enough time. It's not enough energy. It's not enough resources. Oh, so they could fill Pfizer three times over almost.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, that's wild.
It's a little stretching going on.
Yeah, that might be capacity of Panther Arena, Pfizer, and another couple arena in the area. But he sounded dead serious, which was kind of confusing to me. I tried to do the kind of the math and the addition in my head, and it just didn't make sense. Like, if you're one singular person, right, and you're not supposed to
right.
be doing stuff like
– how do you have access to 45,000 people?
That, I mean
– where are you getting the access from?
Is it's it, not even – if let's within reason
you
again.
Just, you going into the club and just saying, hey, everybody, I'm ready.
I'm here to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
It's a wide open.
It's no way you have access to that, you know, that large amount of people like
I mean, when you're in the industry, you kind of get to pick and choose. I mean, I know Ray J was on top of the world at one time, so we kind of just had to do the math, obviously. You wouldn't be able to, I guess, physically beat, or let's, for reasonable purposes, let's assume, right, he started when he was 18, when he would have kind of been some type of famous, because I know he was on Moesha as well, and he obviously was in the music industry. And so that equates to about, I want to say like 800 to 900 people a year. He's 44 now.
Right.
So I couldn't imagine, again, having 7 days a week to get that active.
Okay.
And
so what I'm
even,
saying
physically,
is
you wouldn't
only
even
365
feel great.
Days in a year, not counting a leap year. Then you got, you saying he said he got 10,000 bodies, right?
Yeah. Well, you
got
to account for holidays. That's
okay,
a lot of times.
So,
time,
so
you
what
might
I'm
not
saying
be able to get
is,
access to people.
I'm just saying this, the math ain't math.
27 a day? That's great. People don't get that in a lifetime sometimes.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I don't think he rocking like that. He ain't no Wilt Chamberlain.
But I don't even believe Wilt.
Here we
do,
go.
Do really do people
a lot
really
of, a lot of
that?
Basketball players was really vouching for Wilt.
Yeah, we see how it turns out. We see how it turns out. Divorce and child support payments, diseases, there's
right.
a lot of things
and
that come with that.
Syphilis?
So
I'm just saying.
It could be worse than that, but
it is worse than that.
I don't know, man. I don't believe it. It's a crock of BS for me. No one within reason or with any type of common sense would hope to lay down with this many people. Again, there's been a lot of stories, I guess, recently. I don't know if you had heard about it, but there was another, I think, an adult star who was with, 1,000 people in a day? And so, thinking about that.
I think that was recent, like a girl that was trying to see if she could break the record.
Yeah, I didn't want to say the name. I didn't want to give it no type of free, like no type of game or put the name out
Not
there.
Not really. A city girl says, how is that even possible? She's trying to crunch the numbers. Mo the Elephant in the chat says, there is not enough Viagra to help him accomplish such a milestone.
Maybe he's talking about transferative properties, for example. You know how they say if you sleep with one, you might be sleeping with three? And then
oh,
it might.
DNA.
Man,
according
I
don't
know.
To DNA.
I'm trying to make sense of it myself.
The web.
That's a crazy spider web, though. You know how they kind of do the investigations and they kind of put the pictures up on the board? Maybe that's what he's referring to. I don't know. I don't know if anybody got game like that, though. But again, Wilt Chamberlain.
I mean, Ray J could easily be in the thousands somewhere, like 1,000.
I don't doubt that. Oh. But you get desensitized to it at some point.
I don't know. I mean, he could. 1,000 could be possible.
That's very within reason.
Right.
Within reason. But for him to sit there and say, like, dead serious that, again, he knew a couple women that have been with 45,000 people, that's number one. It's inconceivable, and it'd be irresponsible, again, for all of the health things that kind of come with it, the emotional kind of, you know, trauma and other things like that that come with it. I don't know how you could physically lay down with 45,000 people and completely still have a sense of yourself.
Well, Kim,
it sounds crazy
Kim,
to me.
Josh in the chat says, the Kim tape was free marketing for him to live this life.
So you think everybody was coming to him to try and become the next Kim Kardashian?
Once that tape went viral.
I mean, they still eating off
it. They just trying to find out what time it is with Ray J.
No, this is.
He was here in Milwaukee.
He was. How many do you think? He probably put up 10,000 in Milwaukee, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he was dropping 30 like Giannis.
Bruh.
I don't know. But when we talk about Ray J, again, it's terrible that Ray J has become this almost a meme. And he's always, like, beside himself. There's so many different clips that I'm always seeing of him now that just don't paint him in a good light. Again, he was beefing
Ray
with
J
his sister.
Ray J is about the drama. Like, Ray J has bought into the Zeus Network.
Mm-hmm.
And he is producing a lot of shows that bring drama to the televisions. I think that he's in that lane now, where he'll do anything ridiculous, goofy, drama. It's a lane for it, and they're paying for it right now.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. I want more for Ray J. I want better for Ray J. It's crazy to think, and this is even a topic, and that we talk about all the time, too. There's people who have podcast mics, and they allow BS to persist. The fact that someone let him sit there and tell this story is just ridiculous.
I think he got his own stream now.
I think so. I know he's streaming. I know he has whatever that cabin show is, where it's like the dating show. Mm-hmm. And I've seen clips from that, and even that stuff is super provocative and kind of crazy and
out
there.
But what I'm saying is he's taking those girls that's trying to get on the baddies club. Mm. He's taking these girls that love to fight each other. He's taking that whole air. He's taking on that whole marketing of dishing that type of stuff out. And it's a market for it, and he's doing well financially from it. And I think that until people turn that drama off, he's going to always have a lane.
Yeah. I mean, whatever people want to, you know, subscribe to, whatever they want to promote nowadays, I guess it'll just stay in the news cycle as constantly as it wants to. But again, when we talk about someone that, again, 45,000 people, I couldn't imagine, just even with a dating perspective, like, how do you budget time for all of that? Mm. Like, it's hard enough planning one-on-one plans with somebody based off work and family and all types of other things. I could never imagine having time. You got to basically book them like appointments. It got to be like a clinic all day, just running kind of back
and forth.
Do
you think that count, the body count matters? A lot of people say it don't.
I'm old enough to the point where I can't question it. I've done my dirt. You did your dirt. We doing our dirt together. That's how I feel.
It's so like, body count don't matter?
Listen, I'm grown. No. If I want you, I want you. We'll make it work.
If somebody said, hey, look, I got like 45,000. I just slept with 45,000 people.
Show me the Carfax. Let me know you clean. I need to know. Oh, I need to
go down to Planned Parenthood and get the health sheet.
Yeah, I need to know if the brakes work. I need to know if you got coolant.
Let me see your mind chart.
I need to know if the transition is still there. So I don't know. I think that body count is kind of a childish thing. It used to be a big thing, I guess, like in my generation when we were in high school. You know, you want to know. But do you really want to know? That's the thing. If I'm planning to, you know.
Right.
I don't want to know 20 people did the same thing I'm about to do to you.
Oh, wow.
We just going to keep
it. Is it psychological?
Yes, of course. That's the first thing in your head. You know how it go. I don't want to know.
So what is a decent amount? Like,
oh,
you know, what do you feel like? Okay, that's all right.
Ah, man. See, I'm going to get myself in a lot of trouble here.
No, I'm just asking. You know, like people say, what is the amount that's decent? Like, that you would accept?
I'm 26, so I'll say 10. 10 is okay. Anything more than 10, then I'm a little skittish. That's how I feel.
Okay, 10.
You got high school, you got a little bit of college, and then you was an adult for a little while. So you had,
you might hit 10 or 12.
Yeah, you would have dated a couple people here and there. Okay. You might have had your first love, and then you might have had Tony and Joe and John in between.
Right.
And that's me. That's just how I'd be. If I'm tender on you, though, I don't want to know. If I'm tender on you, I don't want to know.
If you want to take her down the aisle, you don't want to know.
Yeah, we just not going to talk about
we
it with
good.
Mom. Yeah, as long as she don't burn up when we go to church or something.
Wow.
So, but I don't know.
Oh, wow.
It's subjective. It's all subjective. Again, people do what they do on their own time. As long as you do what you need to do with someone, it shouldn't really matter how many people they've been with. Again, everybody changes and evolves as life goes
on. They saying ain't nobody checking for Ray J.
I think people are checking for Ray J.
Ray J is irrelevant, needs something to talk about. That's in the talk to text. And then Not Really a City Girl says the same thing, kind of desperate. He's just desperate. Ain't nobody checking for Ray J.
I wouldn't say he's desperate. He's always been in the spotlight. Again, he's someone that
Brandy's little brother.
Yes, was a child actor. Again, a very accomplished artist. He had the viral
video as
well. And
then I think that the Kardashian tape helped him out too.
I don't think that really helped him out.
I think it put him in a spot where If you know, it made him kind of like a sex symbol almost.
I think it gave Kim K more juice than it did him.
No, it really gave her way more juice. He built that family off of that. But what I'm saying, he went with the energy as well.
Yeah, he did follow right along with it. I think the thing that kind of did for Ray J, I think when we talk about someone being a very accomplished child actor, he was kind of trying to garner that bad boy energy that he still kind of has to today. A lot of people didn't take him seriously when he was, again, under Brandy's wing. Brandy was a very good artist, and they didn't see him kind of in his own shadow. That put him into, again, as you mentioned, a sex symbol. Women started to clamor for him, so he could kind of start
Brandy
to make
used.
Right. He could start to make the provocative music that he started making, which, you know, made him the Ray J that he is today. And so if he wants to
can he sing?
No. Okay. Ray J cannot sing. He's talented enough to write out something that will catch your ear. He knows how to blend melodies and music, but he's not a very good singer. But again, if he keeps doing stuff like this, maybe 45,000 more women will come right on down the line.
Somebody in the chat says Ray J is playing host on the TMZ bus tours now of California.
It's a podcast mic for everybody out there, like they said. They said the other day, podcasting is the graveyard for accomplished rappers and artists. So,
hey, wow.
He won't be the last.
That's exactly what it is. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation with GP for the Pop Culture Report. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One oh one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report. We got GP, Truth Nation Insider, in studio.
What it do?
GP, what else is going on out here in these pop culture streets?
So, you know, obviously sticking in the same token again, there was another popular artist from back in the day, Joel Santana, who I believe recently came home from a stint in jail, but he popped up on the No Funny-ish podcast, and basically one of the topics that he kind of discussed was financial literacy, or kind of do people really need to learn how to read? And so, again, he's kind of going back and forth with the host. And one of the sentiments that he expressed was by the time that kids get to ninth grade, they should be learning how to start a business, but they don't really know how to read. I say that respectfully. And so he hammered his point home by believing, I believe common sense is better than everything. I'm a common sense person. You can kind of listen to a book and garner what the book is going to tell you. You don't necessarily have to know what's on the page or read what's on the page. And I really disagreed with it. Again, on behalf of Harlem, I really didn't understand where he was coming from. But
here we go with y'all Harlem cats.
Well, I get what he's saying in a way, but I would never like kind of phrase it that way. Again, reading is comprehensive, or you need reading to be to kind of understand anything that's kind of going on around you, whether it be.
You got to understand the meaning of words, too.
But that's the thing. Again, someone could play an audiobook for you and you could not garner any kind of how to frame words or kind of how to put them together. And I know what he was talking about. He is very – or he prides himself on his street smarts. I think that's what Jewels was kind of looking to explain. So – but you learn kind of street smarts and common sense by going through things and being educated enough to see things before they happen.
We need to stop listening to these celebrities in certain spaces when they give out advice. Because I'll say this. Reading is fundamental. Okay? Reading is fundamental. And if you don't understand the language that you're using, you can mess up on a contract, you can mess up on an understanding of what you're trying to, if you got to sign anything, you got to get the real meaning of what you're actually saying. I understand hearing language by speech, but you also got to know how the English language, one word can mean multiple things.
Yeah.
And so if you don't understand the context of what they're using the word in, and you just hearing people talk, that's why people fall for I love you all the time. Because they don't understand that they don't understand what it is. They're hearing it, but then the actions don't show it. So if I'm just being simple. I'm just trying to keep it real simple.
I hear you.
If I say I love you, then oh my God. Like you said,
you're over the moon, but what does it really come down to?
What is the action of I love you? And understanding that more than the word.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, well, you said you love me. Well, you should have just paid attention to the action, because the action, love is an action word.
Yeah. You can be shown it.
Right.
You don't always have to kind of say it or verbalize it. I think for me, it's kind of crazy to hear someone that writes out words and bars for a living doesn't really understand the importance of learning how to read. Again, when you learn how to read, you understand how you can place different words in different places or frame a sentence properly. There's all types of other things that, again, you're going to have to read for simple purposes. If you sign a lease and you rent, you have to obviously get a home somewhere. You have to understand what they're trying to verbalize or what the situations or stipulations of
And read the fine print.
Yeah, same thing. You sign up for a credit card. There's obviously a contract that you kind of proofread. You have interest rates and all types of other things that you need to understand. You can't just listen to an audiobook.
I wouldn't go to Joel Santana for no financial advice. I would not. I mean, a lot of these rappers, they good at what they do as far as putting words together, and they poets.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they got it. They can put a beat behind it and it sounds slick. But after that, he lost all his teeth. I mean, it's a lot of things that you should keeping their place.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, they can grow into certain things, but by him making that statement, he haven't grown there yet. He ain't there yet, you know, with the ideas. And I know y'all Harlem Cats, y'all got Dame Dash.
Yeah.
Y'all, you know, and he going through his little situation right now. Yeah. But at the end of the day, the business mind is in New York. A lot of cats just on the ground know a lot of business ideas.
Yeah, just hustling.
Just
getting it out the mud.
The mentality of New York. Just like when I go down to Chicago, a lot of them cats got a lot of knowledge in Chicago. When a lot of my just basic knowledge from the environment.
Yeah, from going through what they've gone through, seeing
and
the
having
that seen.
People that they can actually see that came from there do certain things. So in order for them to get on any kind of level, they got to have a certain knowledge to climb that ladder, whether it's Chicago, New York. I think Milwaukee, when sometimes I think, okay, you know, I don't know why you said that. You know what I mean? Because, I'll be asking people, like, why did you say that? And I'll be trying to get a clearer understanding.
Yeah.
And then Milwaukee is the king of making it look good and sound good. That's Milwaukee with nothing on the bottom. So when you understand the environment that you at, then you know how to operate the right way. So New York do have a lot of business-minded entrepreneurs because you got 50. You got Jay-Z. You got Diddy.
Cameron, all those guys.
You got to match that energy. So you do have to have some kind of wit.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand why he said that, but other than that, he do need to read a book.
Yeah, I get what he was saying. Again, when we talk about kind of the grind and the hustle that, you know, people have from coast to coast, whether it be Milwaukee, whether it be Chicago, whether it be New York, the first thing that kind of starts with, again, these guys are learning through trial and error. And I hope that they would better understand how to convey their message to the younger generation so they don't end up going through the troubles that, again, Joel Santana had. He had a drug addiction that he kind of fought. He went to prison for some stuff as well, lost it all, lost the music, and kind of had to fight back to the top. And he'll
get a podcast.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't even say a podcast.
He'll be on a podcast somewhere.
I mean, because people will pay to hear the information and the stories and the wisdom. But again, he's been smarter about, I guess, his second act. We talk about it all the time. People come home from jail. He's doing fashion collabs and all types of other stuff. I think he worked with Avirex. I think he worked with another one, Valley Lives or whatever that collaboration was that he was wearing in the video. And so it was a good interview. I think that he was really just kind of trying to convey, again, like, I learned through trial and error, and I hope that the younger generation can just get ahead of what we had to go through growing up.
This is a bad message. I mean, that is not a good message. You don't always have to learn from failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can make mistakes. You know, mistakes are lessons if you understand where the mistake came from. You can make that correction and make that adjustment and still have a success, you know, have some success. But the like Mike Epps was just talking about how we celebrate a lot of this criminality. When people come home from jail, they get these big parties. And if you really dig into the root of what they have done, they have harmed the community. So he said that's a bad image for the young people to see.
Yeah,
that we celebrate those kind of ideas and those type of people, because that's letting you know, okay, well, it doesn't matter, you know, if you get out here and harm the community and go to jail, you could get out and end up like Adam Procell.
No, yeah, it's a tough conversation. Again, it's a conversation that's always much needed. Again, Mike Epps, you know, he, I guess, got called out by Blueface, who, again, Blueface is someone that's been in and out of jail, been very problematic. I don't want to say for the community necessarily, but he's just been all over the social media kind of promoting some bad things that he's done in the past. And so we talk about all the time. Again, we have, I don't want to say cousins and uncles or nephews and stuff like that, who obviously have gone down the wrong beaten path, and they come home to money and women and status and kind of that, you know,
because
that
the thrill is there. And how you going to tell a young kid, hey, go become a pilot, go become a doctor, go become a lawyer, when they look up on the internet and they see people that failed getting rewarded?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. I think this is why Mike Epps was trying to say that those images is not good, but then he got the backlash because people were like, hey, you know, they caught up in that world where the criminal mind is celebrated. So when I'm going to get an education, you look like a lame. Oh, you look like, you know, you somebody that ain't matching the energy of somebody who, quote unquote, is thugged out.
Yeah, it's tough. A lot of people don't want to take the long route. I think that's really what it comes down to. Again, fast money is always there. It's always obtainable. But a lot of people aren't prepared for the consequences that come with it. Again, like we talk about all the time, it's different when those bars shut behind you and you got to serve double digits and the world kind of keeps to spin and they forget about
you. It's almost like
you.
A badge of honor almost, the way they treat it.
And again, you know, that's, you know, we got people sitting at home again waiting for people to come home and I don't want to say that they get right back up to what they were doing or whatever, but it's almost as if we don't understand what got them there in the first place. We're celebrating someone being released from someone or for release for something that or a decision that they poorly that they made poorly, right. You know, way back
poor
in the
decisions.
Day. Yeah. And so, again, I appreciate Mike Epps for sharing that message.
So what's the difference between graduating from college, making the right decisions, and coming home from jail, getting a gold chain, girls, money, they showing this, and then you coming home from college, you got to go get a job. I'm just saying, like, yeah. It just looks to the naked eye like the people that's getting out of jail is winning.
Yeah, it seems like people appreciate the risk takers more than they do the responsible people.
And that's a bad image. You'll never see that kind of imagery in other races, in other communities. You'll never see those images of them in that level of appreciation for somebody getting out of jail.
Yeah.
For doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's tough. Again, like where I come from, you know, in New York, again, like my path kind of, you know, to where I am today, again, I don't want to say a lot of people that I grew up with made jokes and stuff like that about it, but I took a very, very long route to get to kind of where I was. I mm-hmm. left the hood because I saw what right. it kind of was doing to some of my friends and my, you know.
I did too.
Yeah, my neighbors and everything like that. I had people that went to jail. I had people that had teen pregnancies and stuff like that. People that didn't, you know, fell into drugs and all types of other things that they had going on. And I just want to continue again to spread the message of positivity again, that you don't have to make quick, rash decisions in order to get on or, you know, get popular or successful in this world. And so it's appreciated. I think that Mike Epps deserves his flowers for sharing that message.
Going that was a powerful grain. Message.
It
and
was.
He still helps. We still get out here and help people, you know, when they get out of jail, because that's our duty. That's yeah. our job.
Regardless.
As a community to do these kind of things. But I understand the message he said the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like when he had to backpedal due to the backlash.
Yeah. And it's crazy. I wish he wouldn't have even cleared up. I wish he would have right. just stood on it
should've
and doubled
stood
down.
On it, yeah.
Yeah. But it is what it is. It ain't going to change, so.
Hey, look, I appreciate you for coming through, GP.
As always, I appreciate it.
Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to open up the lines, Truth Nation. Stay locked in.